T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
To hear the loco thing in the 4 o'clock hour, but here we are, only exclusively on 790 The Ticket, because the Hurricanes pregame show has preempted our simulcast on 560 The Joe.
This is weird.
As you said to me during the break, our show's too good to just be on one station right now.
No, son, call some other people.
See what the beach is doing. See what 102.7 the beach is doing. See if they want to pipe us in.
Walk down the hallway. Get everybody into it.
Gino Toretta is on hold. Let me give everybody the code word for this hour. Time for your chance to win Channing's change. You know, he's got this just laying around everywhere, $1,000. This hour's code word is young. Y-O-U-N-G. I turn 50 next month. That is not young. That is the opposite of young.
It's just old.
Text, I think Gino's got to be 50, 51, right?
Yeah.
Because I think he's a couple years older than me.
Together, right?
Yeah, but I think he's a couple years older than me. Text young right now to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. Text young to 72881 right now. 72881. Your next chance to win will be Monday morning at 9 a.m. This is a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Gino Toretta is there on a Football Friday, brought to you by Yingling. A beer as bold as those who drink it. Tap into your inner eagle. Yingling, spread your wings. Pottsville, Pennsylvania. Please drink responsibly. Hello, Gino.
So I'm a little disappointed, one. I'm shocked I'm still on the line. I just turned 49.
Really? You're younger than me?
I'm not. Yeah, dude, you were already in school by the time I got
time
to school.
Has not been kind to you.
I wasn't a held backer either. I was 17 years old when I got to the University of Miami.
So
I have not turned 50 yet.
All right.
I just turned 49 a couple months ago, so I would tell you that. What station are we on again?
Just right now. Just 790 The Ticket. Just 790 The Ticket.
Just 790. Okay. All right. Well. Okay.
So get your bearings.
I know
your bearings.
We're on. And I got my bearings, and I'm happy I was not let in with the updates from Solana.
Well, it's coming.
Usually,
I'm sorry,
you know,
but I'm sorry.
Really, just kind of. What? You're going to break in with his updates?
Yeah. I mean, he has to do it during the first segment. I'm sorry. He's got to do it during the first segment. Gino Toretta is a Heisman Trophy winning quarterback. He's in Georgia right now, by the way. Crowder, his company Touchdown Radio is going to be carrying the Georgia-South Carolina game. So he's traipsing around Atlanta, probably going to the Varsity for a little greasy burger or something.
Oh, well, if you're at the Varsity, go and stop by Magic City, Gino. There's some some hamburgers in there, too.
No. I like,
hamburger.
I would say this. Later on, one of my favorite Italian restaurants in the country, La Grotta in Buckhead, so I will be heading there later. But I know all about those places, Channing. I'm not I'm not asking you anymore. I remember I asked you where to go in Gainesville, and I was like, wow, okay.
Cafe Risque, two exits down. Don't eat the potato salad.
I remember that. Don't eat the potato salad. Bad mayonnaise.
Gino Toretta, the Heisman Trophy winner. Canes, they play in 4 hours. Why are the Hurricanes favored over UVA tonight?
I think the odds makers just watched the second half last week.
I mean, Nicosi Perry looked good when he came in relief, didn't he?
He did. I was impressed. When you're the backup, you know, it takes a lot to get prepared, not knowing you're going to play or knowing you're not going to play. And I think that what he showed, that he was prepared. He's been prepared every week. He's improved. He looked like he improved from last season. But when you're trying to evaluate how a team played in the second half when you're up by four touchdowns, I mean, Channing knows this, you go up by four touchdowns and you're kind of looking up in the bleachers when you're the team that's up by four touchdowns going, all right, when's this game going to be over with and we can head out of here. So I don't know how much Vautech lost focus, if you will, or how much of it was UM, you know, kind of waking up and, you know, they just turned the ball over so many times early in the game that they dug themselves a hole too deep to get out of.
And, Gino, what went wrong with Jaron? Was it accuracy? Was, you know, like decision-making? Like, as you looked at his mistakes, his turnovers, what was his biggest problem against Virginia Tech?
Well, he was 7-7, Channing, at least by the numbers I looked at, right?
Three of them were to them.
Were the wrong team.
That's how a quarterback looks at passes, though.
Somebody called him.
You know what? There's fake news, and there's a way to spin news. But you know what? I'm going to say he was 7-7. Ball never hit the ground. You know, now they're saying he's injured, and that was an injury from a few weeks back, which kind of concerns me. Okay, was he injured going into the game, or did you know he was banged up and he came out, you know, ice cold, and then you pulled him, which isn't exactly great for a quarterback's confidence. So, you know, I think that if he's injured, you know, get him 100% right and figure out what we're going to do at that point in time. But, you know, it's not just the quarterback. I mean, the quarterback's not out there when, you know, we give up 4th and 17 to a team, you know, on the last drive. The quarterback's not out there, you know, on the extra point try. You know, the quarterback's not out there when they drive the length of the field and take the lead, you know, with a minute to go in the game. So I think that there's plenty of mirrors that can be put around of look in the mirror and I need to play better. And I think that it's all around the field at UM.
Gino, you ever had one of those games you can remember? You just weren't feeling it that day.
Yeah, well, I mean, the bad thing was is one was against Florida State. I lost twice there. One was against Florida State. I threw four picks in the first half, and just kind of they had my number. And the other was against Alabama in the title game where, you know, I was counting roof tiles of the Superdome based on, you know, two first round picks that were beating the hell out of me all game. So, yeah, there are games that are bad and they're not good to have. I think as a quarterback, when you start out like that, and then you just get pulled, and you don't have the opportunity to go back in. You know, and listen, I guess I'll go with. They said Jaron's hurt. That would have been frustrating to me, you know, to be pulled and to not be able to go back in and try to right the ship. But, you know, that was Manny's decision, and Jaron's got to live with that.
I was at that game at the Superdome, and I got to tell you, Bourbon Street is not fun when your face is painted orange and green and you just got your ass kicked and you were real mouthy walking into the Superdome. You were real mouthy on Bourbon Street. That walk home was not fun, man.
So you were that guy.
Only time in the history of my life that I painted my face. We were so certain. I say we like I'm on the team. We were so certain we were going to win that game. I mean, we partied on Bourbon Street with faces painted as if we'd already won. And then I had to walk back like Homer Simpson backing into the shrubs, which I imagine you probably had a worse night than I did.
Did you have the orange and green glitter face paint too? Just to really throw some salt in it.
No, it was just the orange and green face paint, and I remember drinking Hurricanes for the first time. I didn't really know how potent they were, and then I think I remember waking up in like the curb thing and a horse urinating on me, if I remember correctly. It was something along those lines. I don't know. It was
normal
really,
Saturday.
Yeah, I deserved it at that point.
I didn't know how strong those were the first time, so I had to get a 151 floater on top of all that.
Oh, my God.
Make sure to really just
I mean, they tasted like Hawaiian punch to me. I had no idea how potent they were. Potent.
The bad thing is they didn't taste like Hawaiian punch coming back up.
Now that I think about it, really was an awful road trip. now that I really think about everything that happened to me, it was an awful road trip. Gino Toretta, the Heisman Trophy winner, is with us. I apologize. It's all right, Gino. You gave me plenty of enjoyment during my Hurricanes tenure as a student watching that team that couldn't lose, except a couple of times. And to pay you back now, Alejandro Solana is going to give us headlines to
this is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
This is going to be turnabout. This is you sitting in the Superdome with your face painted watching watching someone craft the bed.
At least now I know my mic's still live, which I didn't when we were at Twin Peaks.
Oh, yeah. Now I remember. All right, Solana, gift us with your performance.
Yeah, I'm going to do what Gino couldn't do in that game in New Orleans, give you a good one here.
Oh, here we go. I like when people are throwing it around. In fact, I just saw a tweet from Mike Cugno, CBS4, who's always poking at Crowder. He dubbed Crowder the old tugboat. Mike Cugno has tweeted out from CBS4, "Yo, Crowder, no chance tonight. Hashtag Columbus football. Hashtag adelante."
The hell out of here, Mike. Are you the trainer? Ugly ass home. Sorry, Gino.
A lot of trash talking going on today. All right, Solana.
Columbus will be in Davie to face Crowder's U School. What time's that game at, Crowder?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock start from U School in Davie. Also tonight at 8 p.m., at The Rock, the Canes host Virginia.
Let's go.
They're going to look to bounce back from their loss to Vautech last week at The Rock as well. Again, 8 p.m. on our sister station, WQAM.
They're in the pregame show right now as we speak.
Also tonight, Panthers will face off in Buffalo versus the Sabres, 7 p.m. on this station, 790 The Ticket. You can hear that after the 6 to 7 p.m. hour hosted by yours truly.
Oh, you're on tonight from 6 till 7?
6 till 7. Gino, you're going to be tuned in?
I will on the app.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, radio.com. Okay. Everybody download the radio.com app. I had no idea that you were on the air. But now I see his man bun is finally coiffed tonight, and he only does that on nights that he's on the air. So it all makes sense now.
Tomorrow, FIU hosts Charlotte at Ricardo Silva Stadium. 7 p.m. kickoff. FIU is looking to win their first Conference USA game. At 8 p.m., the 7th-ranked Gators are going to lose to the 5th-ranked LSU Tigers.
I hope not, because we've got some money on Florida, although we're getting 13 points. That's a crazy line, isn't it, Gino? Florida's getting 13 points from LSU?
Have you ever been to an LSU game at night?
No.
It's a pretty daunting place.
Is that the toughest place you've ever played or ever seen, or is it
There's a bunch of crazy Cajuns, and the noise, they probably started drinking right now. I mean, you can ask Crowder. That place is definitely one of the hardest places for a visiting team to go in and get a victory. And you got a quarterback that didn't start off the season as a starter. He played pretty well, but this is a whole different deal, boy.
You know, they were throwing AAA batteries at us out of the stands when I went there. Some of the craziest crap I've ever seen in my life.
I've only had that at Raiders games. They wrapped them in black electrical tape so you couldn't see them coming out of the stands, so you didn't get thrown out of the game.
That's ingenious. That is ingenious.
Man, loses an eye.
How can I throw this battery on the field without being recognized? Oh, I know. What else you got, Solana? Gino's very busy.
On Sunday, the Dolphins host the Redskins, 1 p.m. at Hard Rock Stadium. That game will be on our sister station, 560 The Joe, WQAM. And finally, Pringles is coming out with two new flavors.
I saw this.
Rotisserie chicken
Parmesan
roasted garlic.
Yeah, rotisserie chicken and Parmesan roasted garlic Pringles flavors. And apparently, if you buy two canisters and you stack them up together, you've got chicken Parmesan. I'm not even kidding you.
Come on, man.
That's for real.
You can't have a chicken chip.
They're coming out with it. So
leave my chicken in meat form, please.
All right. Well, agree to disagree. Anything else, Solana?
That is all.
All right. You got weather? We don't do weather now.
Where's the weather? He doesn't even know what humidity is. Where's the weather report?
Where's
from
the weather?
From the Hialeah track?
You're disappointing the Heisman Trophy winner.
I mean, I don't have to give weather.
I'm in Atlanta. I need to know what the weather is in Miami. And even after you say what the weather is, I won't even know what the weather is.
Yeah, and give him a dander report as well. He sometimes throws in the dander.
What's the pollen count?
Yeah, he's got that ready and locked and loaded.
Well, Gino, no joke. Like, you want to make jokes, but rain is going to start in 9 minutes, so if you're out and about, seek cover within the next 8.5 minutes. Also, I can confirm that tree pollen levels are low, as well as grass pollen levels, but dust and dander, once again, at extreme levels. Hawk, we should check into that.
Dust and dander at extreme levels, huh?
Also, I can confirm no snow today.
All right. Be careful if you're out there tailgating, Hurricanes fans. The dust and dander is at extreme levels.
Dude, you have a huge game with Columbus and Channing School and UM, and you don't give the weather reports for either one of the people going to the games. Come on.
Why do I have to give a weather report in Miami Gardens when there's a roof over the stadium? Like, the people who are going to be
people are tailgating.
I don't know why you give a weather report either. It's hotter in South Florida.
Also, it's never right. I mean, isn't that the most important thing on the weather report? It's never correct.
30%. You're a Hall of Famer.
All right. That's true. All right, Gino. Thank you for making time for us. We always enjoy that.
All right. See you guys.
Gino Toretta there, the Heisman Trophy winner.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.